Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're on the road to the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And we're going to talk all about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and the mission that they're on. We're having a good time out here in the golf course. But before we get into that, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
When service members deploy, they do so with a mindset of placing the mission first. Despite being focused on the task at hand overseas, it's impossible for us not to be concerned about the family we left behind and the potential challenges that may arise while we're gone. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation has supported families of deployed service members since 2004. Thanks to donations from citizens that understand the difficulty of a deployment, service members have a financial safety net when hardships surface back home. On behalf of the Minnesota National Guard, I'd like to thank those participating in the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Foundation Golf Classic. Because of your support, we know our families are being taken care of back home, and that makes placing the mission first much easier.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp. Bill, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Sir Thomas, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Bill, we seem to meet out here in the golf course at least once a year.
Yes.
And can you believe it? It's the 9th annual golf event that we're putting on to raise funds for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Yes, the 9th year. And God bless you for all the time, energy, and talent you put into this. You make all this happen, Sir Thomas. This and the other tournaments. How many tournaments we got now?
Well, Bill, we had three regional events, and this is the big corporate event. And over the first 9 years, we've had 28 golf events,
We
raised a bunch of money so that we can help Minnesota military families. And, Bill, you are the chairman of the board. You're the founder. Can you give us a little background? When did you start this? And I know I've been with you for a decade, I don't know where that time went, but could you give us a little background?
We started in 2004. Got together to say, how can we help military families? I worked with Governor Pawlenty at the time, and General, not Shalatol, it was the tag before. General Shalatol.
Oh, Andriotti.
General Andriotti, to put the Minnesota Military Family Foundation together. Yes, it was in 2004.
And the mission?
The mission is to financially support deployed Minnesota military personnel, their spouses, and children with grants during times of extraordinary financial hardship.
Now, these are Minnesota military families, active duty, guard, reserve, all branches of the service.
Yes, it's a broad spectrum.
And did you ever imagine that when you started this, that here we would be 14 years later, and you'd have given out over 1,800 grants totaling $3.7 million?
No, sir, I had not imagined that, but man, am I grateful we've been able to do that, and I have so many people to thank for being able to do that and participating like yourself and all these golfers out here today, and just thousands and thousands of people over the years have contributed. Thank you to all of you who have contributed, and thank you to all of you that are going to be contributing. Really appreciate it.
And, Bill, we have an all-volunteer board.
Yes, we do.
And our expense ratio, they tell me, including merchant bank fees for taking credit cards on like things like silent auction,
yep,
are less than 2%.
Yes.
So the board doesn't get paid. We hold our expense ratios down as low as any foundation that I'm aware of.
Yep.
And the majority of the funds go to help Minnesota military families. You've got to be proud of that track record.
I really am. We have zero paid staff. Zero.
Which is amazing,
yep,
in today's world.
Yep.
We're out at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And I've been joined in this first segment by the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp, on Minnesota Military Radio. Bill, we're out here again today. This is the third year we've been over here at Bunker Hills. They do a magnificent job. We've got 52 foursomes out on the 208 golfers out on,
wow,
three nine-hole
spectacular
courses. The place is full.
It is.
And there's all kinds of sponsors here, and it's kind of a who's who, because we've collected up some sponsors that come back year after year after year And there's some pretty good names in here.
Oh, there absolutely are. And we are so grateful and thankful for everybody that's here. You know, I don't know where to start with the names. The big names in town are all here, as well as all of the whole bunch of smaller companies. It's a group of people who really care about military families. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
And there's a lot of yellow ribbon companies in the state of Minnesota that have joined us and come back year after year, such as Alerus Financial, Cargill, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo's in there. We've got some accounting firms, UPS, U.S. Bank, Mall of America, Republic Services, Rasmussen College. We've got these people come back year after year after year.
Yes.
And they not only come out and pay the sponsor fees and golf and spend their precious time with us, but there's probably another 50 companies that donate silent auction items. So you always thank me, Bill, but behind the scenes, there's probably 50 volunteers. There's at least 50 sponsor corporations that come out and pay their fees, and there's probably another 100 groups and individuals that donate to the silent auction. So over 9 years, we've collected up some very caring, very wonderful people that come back year after year after year, and you're usually right out there at the juncture of two of these courses so that you can talk to them as they come through, and I know you're going out there pretty soon.
I just want to be able to thank people. I feel like we're all on the same mission, and thank them for their participation. And, you know, this is something that gives us all a real strong purpose in life, is to help our military families and service members. You know, the number one request of the service member is take care of my family. And we've heard that loud and clear, and for many years now, we're doing everything we can to help fulfill that ask.
And, of course, Bill, since September of 2011, when we were so viciously attacked, our active duty Guard and Reserve forces have been deployed all over the world, and they're still being deployed at a more rapid rate than they have in the past. And the thing that's most important that I've learned being with you on the board is when they deploy, that's when things break down at home. That's when the families have some
problems.
Seems
like it, yeah.
You know, it's what they call that, Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. And so we get grant requests to help fix appliances, to help do all kinds of things. But then after they come home, then they discover that there's some other things, deferred maintenance, and some things have gone wrong.
Yep.
And then we get a flurry of grant requests again.
Yes, and we say yes, absolutely. We're helping them, you know. We may be helping to replace a furnace or something on that order that's seems like a big ticket item, which it is. But how that ripples out, it ripples out into the food, the nourishment that they can buy. It ripples out and matters to their transportation and all the other incidentals in life. You know, those big ticket items, they cost a lot of money. And the day-to-day food and energy and everything that you use, that costs money too.
So we fix the financial emergency so that they can afford to live.
Exactly. We're adding comfort to their life by taking care of some of these big ticket things. You're absolutely right.
And of course, we're very efficient. We work with the Family Assistance Centers of Minnesota. They go out and confirm the emergency. They check the bank statements. They help find vendors. We usually approve a grant request within hours.
Yep.
And then it's paid directly to the vendor.
Yep.
If they're behind on the rent, we pay the landlord. If it's a repairman, we pay the repairman.
Yep.
So it's as clean and efficient as possible. And we want to solve those problems so that when our military deployed, they can focus on the mission.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And as you heard General Jensen say, that it's a very important part of today's operations. And as you know, you and I take great pride in doing this and doing something that matters. We have good purpose, and it matters.
And we have a lot of troops deployed now, and our 34th Infantry Division Red Bulls are going to deploy about 700 soldiers for a year over to Kuwait. And we're gearing up for that so that if there's a financial emergency that strikes one of them or their families while they're gone, we'll be here to take care of it.
We'll be here. Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Bopp, I want to let you get back out on the golf course and say hello to all of these great sponsors that come back year after year. They've become good friends, haven't they?
Sir Thomas, they certainly have, and you are the best.
All right, Mr. Pop, Mr. Chairman, thanks for joining us. That was Bill Pop, the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, on the 9th annual MMFF Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. When we come back, we'll talk to a couple of our sponsors who are golfing on the course and get a report from Bunker Hills. Please stay with us. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We are on the road today at the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic from Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids. Hey, Mike, we got our golfers going by. There's the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Do a good job. Anyway, we're as I said, we're at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for our 9th annual event. And joining us in this segment is Jason McBurley, who works out at Cargill. And, Jason, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you much. I think it's my most favorite 10 minutes of the entire year.
On the radio?
Yes.
All right. Well, I thought you were going to say this is your favorite afternoon coming out here to support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Well, that is absolutely true. We are certainly happy to be here again this year. It is a spectacular event and just outstanding cause, and we're happy to be here.
Well, it's great to see Cargill back year after year. And who'd you bring with you this year?
Well, this year we've got a couple of folks with us from Cargill. Mike Etzel, who's the sales leader for our food ingredients and bioindustrial business. And then I'm also here with Pat Crosby, who you know very well. And I'm playing a little foursome with Pat, who is the Sisu CrossFit extraordinaire. I don't know if he's told you this. He is the 15th or 14th most fit human being on the planet.
I believe that. I've seen him. He's very fit. And he's also a big supporter of the MMFF.
Indeed he is.
He did a little event this year called the Memorial Day Murph Challenge.
Right.
And he raised a whole pile of money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And, of course, he's out here golfing on your team, and he's got his own team.
He does, right behind us, and a bunch of fit folks hitting right into us. We're slowing them up, I'm quite certain.
Are you feeling uncomfortable around all
this?
Not
at all.
Oh, that's good.
I can bench press all of them.
One at a time.
Well, like in my dreams.
Maybe. Okay. Well, let's get back to this. You are a part of Cargill's Veteran Military Support Network, and that's how many years ago did you form that at Cargill?
Yeah, so we're now on our fifth year with the Veterans and Military Support Network, which interestingly was fashioned after the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon nomination process. So we built the Veterans and Military Support Network using their guideline to become a Yellow Ribbon company. And Mike, who I'm playing with, was actually instrumental in establishing Cargill as a Yellow Ribbon company. And we've been growing strong for going on 6 years now, long enough for me to be an emeritus chairman. So that means it's been around for a while.
You got your year out of the way, but you're still there and on the team.
Right, indeed.
So going through that Yellow Ribbon process takes some time and energy and some commitments to hire veterans.
Right. So, I think what's most aligned with us along with the Yellow Ribbon's requirements is our commitment to employees, our commitment to the employee support in the Garden Reserve, of which we've had, you know, our proclamation year after year. Last year, we actually were awarded the Freedom Award in Washington, D.C. for our commitment to our employees and to our commitment to continue to look for and hire the best candidates, which oftentimes are military veterans. And so we're very proud of what we're doing in that space. We're very proud of the people that we have on our team. We've got a lot of great former Minnesota National Guard members in our midst as well.
Including you.
Well, I'm not a very good one, but, you know, Colonel Bob Interest is working for us, a former 1st Brigade Commander. Eric Allness works for us as well. So a lot of great folks that came from the Minnesota Army National Guard.
And you retired from the Minnesota Army National Guard as well, but you started out as a Marine.
That is the truth. So I'm not quite sure how I ended up in the Guard and I had some great mentors along the way. General Dave Elisario, who we'll see from time to time. General Neil Loydell, too, has been instrumental in helping me get along the way. So, I started the Marine Corps and ended up in the Minnesota Army National Guard with great folks like General John Trost, who just walked up behind here.
Hello, General.
We don't need the PA system anymore, do
you? Yes, sir, we do. No, we don't need that. Little instructions. They're asking me about some tournament events that interrupt us. We're speaking with Jason McBurley from Cargill on the occasion of the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. And, Jason, a little warm out here today, but so far so good. There's a little sunshine, and we've got 52 teams out on the course and 208 golfers, and we'll have about 240 for dinner. And these folks keep coming back year after year, just like you and the good folks at Cargill.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just a spectacular event. And the fact that folks come back year after year after year, and the tournament continues to grow, and the amount of money that is raised to help our military families in Minnesota is extremely impressive and certainly something that we're happy to be a part of.
And, of course, you were in the Guard, and you saw when people were deployed, sometimes things happen and they get financial emergencies. And if they've got a resource, someone like some outfit like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, then we can solve those problems in short order and they can focus on the mission. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Well, it's very important. And one thing that occurred to me on the drive over here today is we're kind of like an early warning device to other things, right? So where we can intersect in helping somebody in financial crisis, we can keep them from going down a road of potential depression, which is a leading financial crisis. I don't know if you know this, is a number one leading cause of depression. Depression leading to, you know, ultimately some poor decisions by people. So where we can intersect that and we can provide financial assistance to folks that need it and help them before something worse happens is a very good thing.
And sir, we actually learned about the Rings 1 and Rings 2 studies that the Minneapolis VA did. And they studied two long deployments by the Red Bulls. And one of the main factors that came back from that was they found out that the soldiers that were more susceptible to things like PTSD and depression were the ones that had some kind of issue back at home that they couldn't resolve while they were deployed.
Yep.
And so, therefore, it's really important to have the Yellow Ribbon companies and communities out here and resources like the MMFF to solve those problems so that they can focus on the mission, get home safe, and get home in good fashion so they can get back to work.
Indeed, that's what it's all about. So if any penny we ever raise helps some soldier stay on task and keep their mission first in mind and come home safely, then it's been a penny well spent.
Yes, sir. Now, you also are a sponsor of Minnesota Military Radio. Cargill has done that for a couple of years. And I think it all relates back to the fact that you became a Yellow Ribbon company, that Cargill needs to hire employees. You need more employees. You're growing. And that you wanted to hire some veterans. And fortunately, we had an opportunity for you to get some promos out to the 56 stations that listen to this show every week. And is that going well, do you think?
Well, you know, if you're one of the newest 16 since we started, of what I just learned, you probably are really enjoying some of the recent promos that you've started to listen to. If you're part of the early 40, you're probably getting a little tired of some of the stuff we're saying. But it's an important message, and we're very fortunate to be in many of the same communities that the Army National Guard is in. So most places that you can find an armory is a place that you might find a Cargill facility across the state of Minnesota. And so we think that we've got a great opportunity for military veterans and service members to come look at Cargill as a potential employer. And we certainly would like to hear from more of them. So
Cargill made a firm commitment. They want to hire veterans, put them to work. And you mentioned quite a few veterans that already work at Cargill, but you've got a lot more there and you want more.
And it continues to grow. We certainly see the value of hiring veterans and military service members. They are just a perfect fit for our values, a perfect fit for our organization. They come in, hit the ground running. They've got all of the values that we look for in an employee, and they just work out great for us.
Now, a little bit of information on Cargill. I know they've been around for over 100 years and that you've got facilities all over the upper Midwest and all over Minnesota. So they've actually made a commitment that they want veterans, but a little more background on Cargill. Could you give it to us?
Well, so not to correct you, it's 153 years, if you can believe that.
That's over 100. Yes, it is.
So you're spot on. You're over 100. Yeah, 153 years at Cargill, a Minnesota-based company. Headquartered here in Wayzata, Minnesota, started in Conover, Iowa as a grain warehouse and has grown considerably, obviously, over the last 153 years. In fact, one of our best years ever with a $3.2 billion earnings after tax and over $100 billion in revenue. So, you know, great company, large company, reaches everywhere that you are, but we're here to connect. And we want to connect with our communities and the communities in which we live and serve and bring those values into those communities, into the organizations that we support. So,
and Cargill is hiring at most of its locations, even outside of Minnesota.
Cargill is hiring nearly everywhere and across not only the United States, but across the world in 76 countries. Take a look at us at Cargill.com, and you can find out where we're looking for folks to come work for us.
Now, sir, you've worked there for quite a few years, and you are a veteran of the Minnesota Army National Guard and the Marines and some other things in between. Do you find Cargill to be a great place to work?
The reason I went to work for Cargill is because it was mostly aligned with my experiences and values from the military. So it was very easy crossovers. Great place to work, super smart people sitting to your left and to your right, people that you can trust because they espouse the same values that you do. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to work.
For our listeners, you'd encourage them to apply and just go to Cargill and see what they've got open.
I would encourage you to go to www.cargill.com and look for new positions available. They're open every day. Today, I think we've got 460-some. It's a great place. Come check us out.
Very good, sir. I appreciate you taking some time off the golf cart to join us today on Minnesota Military Radio, and we're going to let you get back out there and hit them long and straight.
Perfect. My cart's here to pick me up. This is perfect.
That was Jason McBurley from Cargill on Minnesota Military Radio at the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today, we're on the road at the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And in a moment, we're going to meet the good folks from Bunker Hills and the people that are going to feed us a wonderful dinner tonight. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalitoe.
Today, as we join at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation annual golf tournament, I want to take a moment to thank everyone involved in making this happen each year. What an incredible event this is. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a community-supported fund founded in 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand that there are many sacrifices that military families make. Grants provided to military families create a financial safety net that helps soften the financial hardships that may occur when a family member is deployed. Contributing to the foundation is how many of our fellow citizens show their support and thanks to our service members and veterans. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we help all military families. Today, we honor those families for the sacrifices they have made and continue to make. I salute you.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalitoe. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, today we're on the road at Bunker Hills Golf Club, which is a premier golf destination nestled in the beautiful Bunker Hills Regional Park in Coon Rapids and has been recognized as one of the top 25 public courses in the country by Golf Digest. And joining us today to talk about that are Tim Anderson, Director of Golf, and Mike Earle, who is the GM of Kendall's Tavern and Chop House. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Tim, I want to start with you. I know we've had you on the radio the last couple of years. This is our third year out here. We have 52 foursomes out here today. We're using three of your nine-hole courses. Got a lot of people out on the course, and it looks like so far so good. The chaplain did a good job about holding off the rain.
So far, so good is right, and it's just a blessing to have you here and all these so far smiling faces. I suppose they're smiling yet because they haven't got too deep in their round and missed too many putts. So it's good to see people having a great time, and of course when it's all for such a wonderful foundation.
Tim, can you give us a little background? I understand the golf club was established in 1968.
It was established in 68, and we just had the great honor on July 8th of celebrating our 50th anniversary. So that was a really big deal for us. So now on to the next 50, and we're always looking for the next opportunity and the next big thing. So
you've got three full-length nine-hole courses and one executive course?
That's correct. 36 holes of fun, and we've got a hustling, bustling practice center and instructional center and a wonderful restaurant and event center as well.
I understand there's 75 bunkers and 7 water hazards that come into play on 10 holes, and I wonder how many of our sponsors are out struggling with those today.
Well, that's true. There's plenty of hazards out there. There's no doubt about that. But that's actually a big story at Bunker Hills because we're trying to do as much as we can to make it better and better each and every year. So there's actually only about 72 bunkers now because we're going through a major renovation, and next year our final phase. So in one more year, we will be absolutely perfect in that regard.
And Tim, one other fact that I like to point out is you grew up in Coon Rapids.
I did, and it's just, and again, another blessing. I actually grew up about a mile from the golf course, so I used to walk and then ride my bike, and parents would drop me off and speed away, and I'd spend my days at Bunker Hills, and I'm very fortunate to be still doing that today.
And now you're in the top spot here, and I got to tell you, you run a great tournament, and we appreciate all the work you and your people do.
Thanks, Tom, very much.
This is the 9th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills, and we're talking to the good folks at Bunker Hills, Tim Anderson and Mike Earle, GM of Kendall's Tavern and Chop House on Minnesota Military Radio. Mike, I want to come to you. How long have you been with Bunker Hills and Kendall's?
So we've been 2 years here now with myself. We just renovated, and Morrissey took over probably about 3 years ago and rebranded with Kendall's Tavern and Chop House. Took over the catering as well, and we've found some success, and we're enjoying our time.
And can you tell us about the facilities? As you said, there was a renovation recently.
Yeah, so we've got a wonderful restaurant with a patio that's very well spoken of. We've got two concession stands. One of them is Mully's Tap Shack, which overlooks the ninth hole, and a couple tee boxes on the west side, as well as the event center, which is great for weddings, golf tournaments like this. It's a great space.
And how many people can you seat in that event center?
Depending on the setup, anywhere from 300.
So a lot.
A lot.
And tonight for dinner, we're going to have 240, and we've got the silent auction set up in part of that event center, and it's about 250 items in there this year. It's the biggest silent auction we've had.
Fantastic.
That's looking nice.
How's the chef doing? I understand your chef is a former member of the Minnesota Army National Guard.
Oh, yeah. Ben's great. He enjoys this tournament. He enjoys putting it on for you guys. He takes a lot of pride in it, so he's looking forward to a good dinner.
We got him one of our caps this year. It's an orange camel cap, and I saw him running around in there wearing it and smiling, so I think he liked that.
Oh, he's wearing it proudly.
What's on the menu tonight?
We have some filet tenderloin on there, and then, of course, the mashed potatoes. Everything smells good back there, so I'm looking forward to coming out.
So you're getting hungry?
Oh, yeah. I stay hungry.
Well, I think by the time these guys are done golfing today, Tim's course will warn them out, and they're going to be pretty hungry when they go in there. They have a little bit of a happy hour, and try to see how many people are going to buy silent auction items, and then set them down and post the colors, have a nice dinner and a little program, and then send them home early. But for the two previous years we've been here, the food has been fantastic, and your staff have done a great job.
Well, we appreciate it. Like I said, we've enjoyed our time here, and we love putting events like this on.
Tim, how many events do you put on the golf tournaments each year?
Well, we put on quite a few, from championships like the State Open, State High School, two corporate events, and then these foundation events. And they're all unique and special, but, it's just a great thing to be able to have great partnerships like this one. So we probably do about 50 shotgun golf events, but these big, big ones like this are very few and far between, and they're just fantastic when they come around.
Didn't you recently have a teed up for the troops event?
We did, and that was only a couple days back, and it went really, really well. And, they had great weather, and I believe we'll have great weather through today as well. So that went off without a hitch, yeah.
It didn't tear up the course too much.
No, they take pretty darn good care of the course. These folks do today, too. I know they will.
Well, I know our crew, you've told me in the past, are pretty polite and replace their divots and kind of take care of the place. We got a lot of good corporate citizens here that come from all kinds of companies like Cargill, U.S. Bank, Vector Wealth Management, Edina Realty, Alina Health, Alaris Financial. There's some names around the city, and it's an opportunity for all of these good sponsors to see what you do here. And, Mike, it's a great opportunity for them to see what you can do in the kitchen as well.
Yeah, we look forward to it. As far as the concessions, the beverage carts, Kendall's Tavern, Chop House, and the event center.
Yeah, you're pretty busy in there. I was over here yesterday, and I'm back here again today. I think you had the Rotary in there yesterday morning. Was that a small event that you had yesterday?
Yep.
So there was a big dinner last night, and then we had to help set up the silent auction area, and now I imagine by now the dining room's set up for tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
You must employ a lot of people in there because things happen fast.
Yeah, we make it work.
Well, Tim, we got another great day. It looks like we're going to make it through. I think our chaplains did another good job, don't you?
I absolutely would agree with you. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Tim and Mike, we appreciate being here, and I'm looking forward to a good dinner tonight. And as usual, Tim, you've treated everybody first class, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today on Minnesota Military Radio. That was Tim Anderson and Mike Earle from Bunker Hills Golf Club and Kendall's Tavern and Chop House on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay tuned when we come back. We're going to wrap this show up with a couple of very special guests on Minnesota Military Radio. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today's show, we're on the road at the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And in this fourth segment, we have two very important guests joining us. Number one is retired Major General John Trost, and secondly, our former liaison officer with the Minnesota Army National Guard, the Minnesota National Guard, Colonel Matt Vodder, who is getting ready to retire from many years in the service. And Colonel Matt, I want to start with you. How many years have you served now?
A total of 37, Tom.
37 years. And this past year, you spent a lot of time with our partner nations over in Europe, Croatia and Norway. And I know that General Jensen, the Adjutant General, is going to probably miss having you around to take care of those special projects.
Well, General Jensen has got some very competent and qualified people that will fall right on my heels and probably do a far better job than what I was able to do.
So that's that concept of next soldier up, sir.
That's exactly right. We don't work so hard as leaders in the military on growing the folks that come behind us to think that when we leave, there's going to be a gap. So I'm quite confident that General Jensen has got a good team to carry on.
Colonel, one of your duties over the last 7 years was to be our liaison officer between the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and the Minnesota National Guard. And I know that there were a lot of duties involved there. You had to attend some board meetings and had to go to a lot of events with us. And I hope you enjoyed the time. We think on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation that you've done just a wonderful job in that position.
Well, thank you, Tom. I really appreciate that. It was one of those assignments that I was given at the first part of my career with the Joint Force Headquarters, and I really wasn't quite sure what to expect. Meeting a whole new group of people and something that's somewhat not traditional for most of us in the Guard, but it has turned into probably one of the pinnacles of my career, the ability to work with such a great group of people, not just the organizers and the board, but all the folks that are events like this, all the people that we get to meet across the state of Minnesota who have such a passion to take care of the soldiers and the families of the National Guard and of all the rest of the services that we have here in the state of Minnesota.
And, sir, you had an opportunity to get a firsthand look at the mission of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, as you said, all of the wonderful sponsors that join us every year and contribute so much. But we've also asked you to explain to many groups why this resource is so important to commanding officers when they are deploying with troops. Can you fill us in on that a little bit? One more time before you're done, sir?
One more time. The active duty in the National Guard and the reserve component in general are significantly different when it comes to the ability to support the families of deployed soldiers. And Minnesota has been unique with what we call the Fort Minnesota concept. So like on an active duty post where they have all kinds of different services to support the families of soldiers when they're deployed overseas or on training missions, that's what we've developed here in Minnesota itself. Local communities stepping up, friends and neighbors, organizations such as the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and others who provide those things that all families need small emergencies, big emergencies, and sometimes when things are just not going the way that they want them to go.
And Colonel, as I indicated earlier, we've as of today, we'll have been together for 28 different golf events. And I know it's tough duty, but you had to get out of the office and join us on the golf course and watch me hit some bad shots.
Well, you know, all of us sacrifice, Tom, and having to add this to my repertoire of commitments, it has not been overly bad. There have been days when it's been hot and rainy. There have been days when it's been cold and rainy, but in our hearts, the sun is always shining when we get to do things for the MMFF.
Colonel, I remember one particular early year event where it was cold, rainy. Two of our partners left. And I turned to you and said, you want to just mark this par and leave the last four holes? And you said, Tommy, nobody's shooting at us. let's finish this, and we did.
Yeah, that was a good day, Tom. A little bit of rain can't dampen our spirits.
This is Minnesota Military Radio from the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. We're joined in this segment by Colonel Matt Botter and Major General John Trost. General Trost, Colonel, had kind of a tough duty, but he toughed it out.
You know, I think he should probably get some kind of an award or ribbon for doing this duty. But on the other side of that, what he did for the foundation and knowledge of what was going on in the Minnesota National Guard, for sure, it made a difference to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. So on behalf of the board, again, thanks, Matt, for all that you have done for our foundation, because you were able to show us what we needed to be doing with the foundation at different times. Well done. Appreciate your help.
Thank you, General. It's my honor.
And General is very valuable to the board to understand the deployments, how many soldiers and airmen were deploying, how long they were going to be gone, and for us to be able to anticipate the level of grant requests that always follow the deployments and follow after the deployments. Mm-hmm. And Colonel Matt was able to give us some idea of what's coming up and keep us abreast of what's going on in the military.
We still have that going on yet today, and Matt has been keeping us abreast of what's going on this fall, and we will have a significant contingent of the 34th ID deploying again this fall. So thanks to Matt, we've been able to put our resources in the right spot during that time frame, and it makes a difference for the families of our soldiers that are about to deploy.
It's important to be ready and to have those reserves ready and to be able to fund those grant requests in a timely manner when they come in. And I know, Matt, that you've seen some of those and heard a lot of things at the board meetings. And we've got a pretty good board. There's about half of them that are retired military, and we've got some civilians. We've got some financial knowledge. We've got, of course, the chairman of the board leading the way. But I think it's a pretty balanced board, and at the last meeting in particular, you gave us some valuable input, and we appreciate that.
Well, thanks, Tommy.
Colonel, we now have a replacement. You brought in another officer the last couple of months, and he's taken over. Can you tell us about him?
Well, just like every other aspect of the military, you always prepare your replacement, next man up theory. And Lieutenant Colonel Darren Janish is a 20-plus year veteran of the Armed Forces. Darren works in our training and operations section at the Joint Force Headquarters, multiple tour combat veteran, Purple Heart recipient. So if there's anybody, company commander, all of the right pedigree to understand what soldiers need and what families need in times of emergency deployment training. So Darren, I think, will do a very, very good job. And if not, let me know. Then I will have to retrain him just a little bit. So we'll take care of that.
Colonel, I think Colonel Janish is going to do a great job for us. He seems very excited about it and very supportive of the MMFF because he knows the value. And once again, before we're out of time here, I just want to say on behalf of the board and personally, thank you for everything you've done to help us over the last 7 years.
It's been my pleasure and my honor, Tom. I couldn't have thought I would meet such a fine group of people and have the opportunity to finish my career in this manner, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel Matt. General, we got about a minute left. We got all kinds of sponsors from all over Minnesota out here. You've met these folks before. And a lot of names that U.S. Bank and Wells Fargo, the Patriot Guard, I mean, all kinds of people support the MMFF, come back year after year.
You know, I've been working on the putting green out here this morning, get a chance to thank many of these different organizations as they come through. And I tell them, thank you, and they say, no, 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 this is our chance to give back. It's a wonderful day for our vendors to come out, and those people that are supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. They truly enjoy doing this, and they understand the reason that they're doing it. And so it's a fun day for all that are participating here. It's just a great day for the foundation and a great day for those that are supporting us.
We've got a lot of veterans in the group, and we've got a lot of non-veterans, and we've got corporate citizens, and we've got all kinds of folks, and we keep seeing the same guy people come back year after year, and it's a blessing to have those people support us.
It's become a big family now. We've got a couple of folks that have been here for 9 years and first-name basis with those. It's a fun day.
Well, gentlemen, we're out of time. Colonel Matt, I wish you well. And General, we'll let you get back to the putting green and take care of all of our supporters. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. on the road from the 9th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Mr. Bill Popp, Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Tim Anderson and Mike Earle from Bunker Hills, Jason McBurley from Cargill, Major General John Trost, and Colonel Matt Vodder, Commissioner Larry Shelleto, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about Military Appreciation Day at Minnesota State Fair and get an update from Serving Our Troops. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at minnesotamilitaryradio.com.